Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, this is it. Brady's done. You know, the Pats are done.
They're not good anymore.
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool. Going back to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
It wants to win by 100.
Dale Arnold.
Well, I think you got to understand.
Are they this close?
No, you
overstated.
Yeah, I didn't overstate it. I said when you're
this close.
You got to understand.
Rich Keefe.
Like, maybe it'd be Tuesdays. Shime does like a karaoke
can
Tuesdays.
Can I apologize ahead of time?
This is how you remind me of what I really am.
Finish the song, Shime.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
He has talent to be a turd.
You guys, I've been listening to you for 2 days. You are a scream.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. I'm pretty sure Bill Belichick is still talking about how great the New York Jets are right now and how Coach Williams always coaches tough defense and Adam Gase is always tough to beat.
Yeah.
He's continuing.
It's a good squad they got there this year.
According to Manish Mehta, Sam Darnold is on the sidelines for practice today for the Jets.
Sleeping?
No.
He should
not
be
yet.
Sleeping. Wasn't that contagious?
Super contagious, especially if you're
well, for a while.
Smooching.
Not forever. Well, okay. I don't think he's kissing
everybody.
The whole
team's got it now.
They've got helmets on, for God's sake.
Here, try my water.
It is not known whether or not he will be at the Patriots game this Sunday because of travel restrictions.
No, he should stay home.
He may
bed,
not be allowed to fly, but theoretically.
He's
going
to have to wear one of those masks.
Get a car service or
some hospital mask if he's on the sidelines or in the airplane.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust him. Yeah. I'd maybe keep him at home.
So he's unavailable. Trevor Siemian's done for the year. Sam Darnold will be back. Trevor Siemian's done for the year.
I know.
Luke Falk is your guy.
Luke Falk is their guy. He's not my guy.
Well,
he is their guy. I mean, I thought they were screwed anyway. I mean, this is a really bad year for the AFC East. Maybe the Bills will continue to surprise people. They're 2-0. But Miami's the worst team in football. The Jets are certainly down there. I don't think Adam Gase is the answer. Tough start for him, though, because his whole shtick is he's like a quarterback whisperer. Like, he makes these quarterbacks a whole lot better.
Right.
And if you don't have your guy for 3, 4, 5 weeks or whatever it is, that is going to be trickier. But hard to find any scenario where this is a competitive game on Saturday.
No. Not especially with the way that they're playing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're playing so good.
The way both of them are.
It's so early in the season. You don't really fall into that trap game element. Defensively, you're playing good. It's going to be like how it was against Miami, where it's like the Pats were in complete control from the first kickoff, and they could do whatever they wanted when they wanted.
So it is silly to do this, but we've done it anyway. We've begun at least the discussion amongst ourselves about, you know, the perfect season, and is it possible to go through that?
Nothing silly about it.
So yesterday, Rob Ninkovich, when he finally decided to show up.
Yeah, what time was that, 10:02?
It was just about then. He was on with the Greg Hill show yesterday, and he brought up something that if you're a Patriots fan should concern you about 19-0.
Where is Tom Brady at this time next year?
In
the Bahamas. In the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas, enjoying himself.
You think he's done?
It looks like they're loading up pretty good right now, right?
Yeah.
And if they do go undefeated, what else do you have to do in football to be the best to ever play?
Well, so his premise is if they win it all, if they go 19-0, I mean, you can't go out on a higher note than that. And that Brady might be likely to just step away.
Now, he also told Greg Hill, Tom Brady did on Monday, that he doesn't even think about 19-0. Maybe you believe him.
Maybe
you don't.
Why.
I don't know. But I don't. He also, Ninkovich said something in there, too, about, well, at that point, what more can you do to become like the best ever? He already is the best ever, and he's still playing.
No, but the only thing that he didn't accomplish, really, the only real lack is they had a chance to be a 19-0 team, and they failed at it. They ended up 18-1. If he could erase that one deficit from his record, and they pulled it off this year, at that point does he say, I got nothing else?
So there are other things. There's another thing out there that he doesn't have. He could be
the rushing record.
Well, no.
Yeah, that's probably not going
to. He's already won back-to-back Super Bowls, right?
Yeah.
So if he wins another one,
yeah.
This is back-to-back. He goes for the three-peat.
He wants the three-peat. Good call. He does not have a Michael Jordan three-peat.
I think it is more likely he steps away at 19 and 0 than he comes back to try to do a three-peat.
Let me ask you this.
Three-peat's pretty impressive.
If they had gone undefeated in 07.
I don't think he would have stepped away then.
No, not then.
Right.
But is he still playing this year? I think he is.
Right.
I think he's so committed to it. He's playing at such a high level still. I think the TB12 thing just looks better and better every year that he plays.
He loves it.
He loves playing. He's got a good agreement going on right now where he's skipping OTAs, but it still doesn't really impact him on the field. Oh, by the way, they went out there and loaded up for him this year. But not just this year, for future years. They drafted a receiver in the first round. They drafted a running back and a lineman in the first round last year. The defense is really good. They still have Belichick and McDaniels. I think he's playing. Even if they go 19-0, I think he is back again.
Yeah, because see, he doesn't look at it like we're like. And I was on with Rob yesterday when he was talking about that. And the one thing he said about himself was, it was like, what do I really have to accomplish, right? You know, yeah. I've won.
Well, you could make an argument. Now he doesn't really have
anything
to accomplish.
That's my point. Brady keeps going, and he already has everything he did.
That is the one thing, and I bet it gnaws on him to this day.
No, but Rob.
Going 18-1.
That was brutal.
Minkovich said about himself, like, he had nothing else to accomplish. So he was like, you know, me coming back, all I'm doing is putting myself potentially in harm's way. And for what? Where I don't think Brady looks at it like, Brady doesn't look at it like, oh, I have nothing to accomplish, or I'm trying to accomplish a specific goal.
Or like he's reached all of his goals. I don't think that's
Brady just
how
looks
he goes.
At
he'll just set new ones.
He just looks at it every year for him is like, what can we do to win a championship? Like, that's his only goal. It's not about records. It's not about the accomplishment for him is about that season and what he needs to do as the quarterback of this team to help them try to win a Super Bowl.
I think that if he did come, if they went 19-0, if he did go 19-0,
when they go 19-0, yeah,
right. If he came back next year, it would not be about the three-peat.
No, it wouldn't.
It would be about, I said I wanted to play till I was 45.
Right.
That's the one thing that could bring him back.
Yeah, he's doing that.
And
again,
he loves his
business.
And he loves to play.
Right.
And, you know, if he knows.
And if he still feels, if physically he's good, I don't think he's going to stop because all of a sudden 19-0, they can check a box.
He's already said, listen, you know what? I'm going to stop playing when I'm no longer good anymore.
Right.
Right. So if he goes 19-0, they win a Super Bowl and he plays it, he's going to say, you know what? I love what I do. I enjoy it. I spend plenty of family time with my family during the off season. I show up. I enjoy everything that comes with being a football player. And that's what I want to do. And it's not about, so what? We went 19-0. It's a new season.
Right.
And
he's always just going to keep going.
And my focus is this year.
Right, now we're going to be the best 43-year-old quarterback ever.
Do you
think
that if they did go 19, do you think it's more likely that he steps away than if they don't go? If they just normal season, maybe they even win a Super Bowl, I think it's more likely he plays next year. I think the idea of him stepping away goes up if they go 19-0.
Yeah, I guess slightly. I mean, it's almost like for me, though, it was a similar conversation when Antonio Brown joined the Patriots. I said there's a slightly better chance that Gronk returns. I still don't think he will, but it's slightly more. Mm-hmm. Whereas if Brady, I think, is playing next season, say 99% chance that he's playing next season. Remember, I did my pie chart.
Yes.
And I had retirement way too high. I said he's back with the Patriots at whatever it was, like 50%. He's on another team at 40%. He retires at 10%. That 10% is probably 1%, but if they go 19-0, 5. Right? Like, I still think he's back next year. Now, the crazy thing is he might be on another team.
I don't know about that, but
he left that open.
Listen, I think the biggest thing with Tom Brady is he loves what he does, and what he does, we all know, is being the quarterback of the New England Patriots and playing football, and he wants to continue to do that till he can no longer do it because he's not good enough. So for me, I look at him as having that like Michael Jordan type of mentality, right? Michael Jordan could have easily walked away on top, but he just loved playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And he continued to play and play. And then he got to a point where he was like, I'm not as good as I can be.
All right, let's pretend again. We'll play the game. They go 19-0.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his 7th Super Bowl ring. What's more likely for the 2020 season, that Tom Brady is retired or he's playing somewhere else?
somewhere else. I think he's playing.
Yeah, well, that's
playing
more likely than the retirement.
Because I just think he's playing for sure.
Stepping away from this organization with seven Super Bowl rings and a 19-0 record and saying, you know, I just want to go to Jacksonville.
Well, I don't know if it's I want to go to Jacksonville. It's, are you going to give me a 2 or 3 year deal? And if the Patriots keep saying, no, we want you to do a 1 year deal,
right,
then you'll say, all right, well, somebody, after a 19-0 season, somebody might even give him a 3 year deal. And like, he goes, because don't you think it's more about the respect at that
right
point? And I mean, that's why he left the door
open. And
what
are we talking about? It's like, okay, all right, even if they come to and the Pats are like, Brady, let's just do, Tom, let's just do another 1 year deal.
Yeah, he's like, no.
We'll give you $27 million or what, $25 million, whatever it is.
Like, no.
Or, and what if? But what if he goes?
I have a hard time picturing, by the way, them, even Belichick, after 19-0, saying, "How about another 1 year deal?"
No.
But he wouldn't give him 2 years after a Super Bowl.
But
right?
The point,
so,
that,
I mean, I wouldn't,
the point
that
I'm making is, if he had a 3 year deal on the table, let's say for Jacksonville or somewhere else, I still think that he would take the 1 year deal with New England and just say, "Okay, we're kind of." Because I don't think he wants
not starting
to,
over.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to go somewhere else, and I think he's not looking at it like.
So he's just gonna. I mean, he's caved his whole career pretty much. So maybe you just continue to do that. Like, he's never gotten top dollar. He's never forced the organization.
Yeah, and
to
I
pay
think
him
it just becomes
what he's worth.
I think it becomes what we see. Like we saw this year, right? We kind of, they get to a point, they negotiate. It's like, okay, the money's, you know, I'm, you know, making 24.
But
million.
If that got out, the Patriot, that would destroy. I mean. If it got out that they won the whole thing and they didn't lose a game, and then Belichick and Kraft offer him a 1 year deal and they don't budge on it and he leaves, that would absolutely destroy
them.
People would turn on the franchise.
So what do you think is more important to him? Him getting a 2 or 3 year deal or staying here and playing it a year to year?
I think he pretty much told us that it's a 2 or 3 year deal. Otherwise, he wouldn't have put in the thing into his contract that says he can't be franchised. If he was okay coming back on a 1 year deal, he would at least give them the option to franchise him, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but I think the franchising is more to it, because if they franchise him, now they have the ability to trade him, where now they can trade him to someplace he doesn't want.
They would get crushed if they did
that. No, I'm not saying that.
They would get crushed if
they
did that.
They would, but that's what that leaves. If he goes, like, you know, if they do what they did this year and they say, all right, we're giving him a 2 year deal, first year is X amount of dollars, and that next year is like.
Well, if they sign him to a 2 year deal, they can also trade him. Couldn't they?
I mean, he could put it potentially in there, no trade clause. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
If that's possible. I just look at in this situation that. I don't know if Brady would be willing to take a 2 or 3 year deal somewhere else and turn down 1 year.
Why? I don't understand why you don't think that.
Because he's not.
So why did he put, this is an old conversation, but I think it's funny because this would have been the single biggest storyline throughout the season. But Antonio Brown comes in, distracts everybody from what's going on. This could be Tom Brady's last season with the Patriots. He could play for somebody else next year, which would be one of the biggest stories in the history of sports. Mm-hmm. And you think he would rather sign a 1 year deal here than 2 or 3 years somewhere else and make more money somewhere else?
Yeah. Yeah, because I
don't get that. But you can't explain the franchise thing to me.
I don't think he wants to start over. He wants to do that. I think he just put that in there. But now it gives him the leverage, right?
I mean, if they did, and again, we're playing what
if. He's always had leverage.
We're playing what ifs. He has. We're playing what ifs here. But if they did go 19-0,
yeah,
I don't believe that the organization would not do whatever they had to do to keep him.
They couldn't possibly let him go after that.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
They couldn't.
Whatever it... Okay, Tom, you tell us.
Right.
Tell us what numbers
what
to fill in.
But
we'll
what if it is
19-0?
What if it's 14-2, they get back to the Super Bowl, and regardless if they win or lose...
Like, how does he look, I guess, is the question.
Let's say he continues to play the way...
Yeah, he's playing really well.
He looks good.
I mean, they didn't want to give him a 2-year deal at 42. Why would they give him a 2-year deal at 43?
Right, so
they
that's,
wouldn't,
but that's,
but another team would. Is
but
my
that's
point.
My point would be, now he has to make the decision.
Yeah.
Do I go play for Team X for 2 or 3 years, or do I come back and play my 20th or whatever it's going to be 21st season for 1 year deal at that's
going to
pay me
well? The thing that you have going for your argument is that every time it's come to that, Tom Brady has pretty much done what's best for the team. So it does seem like a guy who might be unlikely to do it. That's why this year was such a shift when he made it clear, because we were all waiting for the extension. We were waiting around like, oh, when's he going to sign the extension? When is he going to sign the extension? No extension. And then they even lied about it. Remember, the first report was right. He did sign an extension. You're like, oh, no. Then it's a void year, which I didn't even know what it was. So he had a void year, and they can't franchise him. So, yes, he has the leverage. When has he ever used it? Maybe this will be the first time that he uses
because it. Because now he has to ask himself the question. And I think maybe what they're saying to him, I don't know. But, you know, I'd love to be a fly on the wall. Tom, we'd love to give you a two or three year deal. But every year you get older and older, and what's, you know, God forbid something happens.
He's like, well, I believe that I'm going to play for two more years. Why can't you guys believe that?
And they go, listen, and they go, here, listen, Tom, here's what we'll do. We'll pay you well enough for the 1 year, and let's regroup after the year.
He's like, I just got three other offers where I can play for two or three.
I got to be honest with you. I would not do the we'll regroup after the year thing.
So
if
you
I'm
think
him,
he would
yeah,
go
he
somewhere else?
He doesn't need to do that.
I think you would make them. You would just say to them, no, not doing it.
Right.
This is what it's going to take. It's going to take 2 years at X million, or I don't think it'll be three, but whatever the number is.
Team-friendly deals all the time.
No, but I know, but we're playing the hypothetical game. He has two options on the table. Take the one-year deal with the Patriots. That's good money.
They are disrespecting him to such a degree, Wiggy, at that point. What they're doing is saying, screw you, Tom. We'll win it without you.
Right. That's what they're saying. Or they're saying, hey, we know you're going to cave. And guess what? They might be right.
They might.
He might say, all right, fine, one more year.
But are they saying, like, screw you, we'll win it without you? Or are they just saying, listen, Tom, we don't want to, you're 43 years old. We don't want to be on the hook for.
Well, too bad he's going to say. You gotta trust me. If not, you can turn it over to Jarrett Stidham and I'll go somewhere else and win.
Do you think he would do that?
Yes, yes. That's what I've been saying. Of course he would go somewhere else.
See, I just don't buy it.
They need to do whatever he wants next year. They
we'll
need to pony up the bucks
after another year.
No,
so
hell
what
no.
you're telling him
yeah,
is
you're Tim Wakefield now.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a rollover. Year by year.
So
type
why
thing.
Not give him the deal?
That's like a Zdeno Chara contract.
So then why not give him the extension?
I don't know.
Why didn't they give it to him this year?
Why didn't they? Because they don't think he can play as long as he thinks he can play. That's the only explanation
for it. So here we're at an impasse, right? I'm Tom Brady.
So Tom can go somewhere.
Right, but it's like, do I really want to go somewhere just for the sake of what? The extra?
Because they respect you more.
Not the money. It's the respect, Wiggy. It's not the money.
But is that disrespectful?
Yes,
it is. No, it's not disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful. Hey, Tom, let's just do another one-year deal.
We'll regroup after the year.
Wait a second, you're not about to twist my words. I'm not. I'm going to ask you a question.
It's disrespectful to a guy who's 43 years old for the organization to say, listen.
No, don't say a guy. Tom Brady, right?
It's disrespectful to Tom Brady to say for the organization to go, listen, Tom, we don't want to extend ourselves out 2 years because you're 43 years old.
Because it's Tom Brady, yes, and he has taken team discounts.
By the way, so at the end of the year, in Wiggy's world,
so then what the Boston Bruins do to Zdeno Chara is disrespectful.
Zdeno Chara is not the best defenseman in the league anymore.
But, I mean, is it disrespectful?
Or the best defenseman who's ever played.
Or the best defenseman on his team right now.
But it's different.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
So at the end of the year.
No, yep. We did answer. It's different.
No, it is different. It's so different.
Different is not answering the question. Different is pivoting. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. What's your question?
No, let me ask this one. This is more important.
A lot of questions.
If at the end of the year, the Patriots offer Tom Brady a one-year deal, Team X offers him a two-year deal, he takes the deal for 2 years.
Yep.
Do you blame the Patriots for not budging, or do you blame Tom Brady for not taking a one-year deal?
Well, I would ultimately blame the Patriots for not doing it.
There you go. That's what I'm getting at.
But I wouldn't look
We're all on the same side.
I wouldn't look at it and go, it was disrespectful. I would blame them.
Oh, they might as well slap him in the face.
No.
Take their glove off and smack him in the face. No, because put the glove back on.
I still would have to be a realist and have take at it from their point of view and go, okay, we don't want to tie up X amount.
I'd give him a 10-year deal if he wanted it. He's Tom freaking Brady.
I would, come on. But listen, I would too, but you have to put yourself in the mindset of them and say, do we want to tie up money in a guy that is
turn it over to Stidham then.
43 years old.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and I
stop because, saying
because,
a guy.
Because he doesn't want 5 years. He doesn't want 10 years.
No, I think it's 2.
He wants 2, maybe 3 at the most.
Right, maybe max
3 might be the sort of thing that makes the salary cap fit better.
True, right. You could do that, which he's always had no problem doing, by the
right.
way, which he's always sort of made those weird extensions. Like this year, they gave him a little bit more money, but it was really just so they could lower the cap. He's been willing to play ball this whole time that if it's really that important to him to get an extra year, I don't know why you want to all of a sudden play hardball with him.
I said,
because they're going to be a contender next year too.
I said from Jump Street, I would have gave him a 3-year deal worth about $60 million in guaranteed money.
Oh yeah,
and that's. But then it's like, well, why would you be paying a guy who's going to be now? If you give him a 3-year deal, is going to be 44, 45, whatever it may be. I mean, you're in uncharted waters.
Wiggy, it's the exact same reason the Boston Bruins offered Bobby Orr a piece of the team, and his agent didn't tell him.
Mm-hmm.
They offered him a piece of the team. It was so important to keep him here.
Right.
Even though they knew his knees were shot and all that stuff, the greatest defenseman who ever lived, they said, listen, we'll give him part of the team.
Right.
We're talking about the greatest... I'll even skip quarterback. The greatest
player.
Football player who
right.
ever lived.
Who's still playing well. Right. That's the other part. He's
if
not a
he
mascot.
Sucked, like, it would
still,
be different.
Yeah, 100% it'd be different.
Right, but
then
I also...
What's best
but don't
for
you
business.
Think Belichick looks and goes, okay, is it best for our team to put X amount of dollars into a guy for the future that is 43 years old?
No, and that's probably why it hasn't happened yet. But,
so,
but Brady continues
but
to outplay everybody.
And that's not... I
but
don't
the
think
difference
it's
is,
disrespectful to yet, do that. I think it's just you looking at your business and going, okay, it's smart business for us not to,
all right.
even though he's the greatest football player
but,
to ever
but
play
by
the
not
game.
But not giving him a guaranteed contract for 2021, you could put very much in jeopardy your 2020 season. Like, you might not be as good in 2020 because you're still worried about 2021. Right? If you say, hey...
Your money will be all set, but yeah. your team will suck.
Well, right. it would have been like if they
yeah,
did...
Yeah, you'll have plenty of cap space to get
but if
you know,
they
Kaepernick.
If they would have did it this year, right? What's, you know, if you're concerned about maybe...
Yeah, they could have done it this year.
I'm shocked that they didn't.
And should have done it this year.
Yeah.
Right, but why didn't they?
But there's a difference now, Wiggy. Next year, he can walk.
Yes.
Right, for the first time in his career.
Yes.
And so now he has the hammer. They might have
that's
used
why
the hammer
he took that,
this year.
Right. That's why he took that franchise tag out.
Right. So he's opening the door up to leaving. Like, we're not I'm not
And I don't think he wants to leave.
I don't think
I
it's
just
his
think
number
he,
one choice,
no,
but
no.
he's gotta have
he
it there.
He just wants yeah. the clout when they
yeah.
sit and negotiate again next
right.
offseason. And I'm still not convinced they're not gonna get it done before the season's over.
Maybe. They
this
I mean
is
that,
a scary
that would make
game.
Everybody feel better.
You know what this is a scary game of chicken.
It is.
That we potentially are running into. Because I can see their point where they go.
And it could blow up in both of their faces.
You know
if he goes to the wrong team,
right.
they, and then like the whole they both could come out on the wrong end.
Or does he just go, all right, I don't want to turn, they don't want to turn, give me $30 million. They, guarantee it, and then
I should.
And then
after
2020 season.
Oh,
we'll play
God.
Chicken again.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's the way.
And what happens if he says, fine, I'm out? What if you've lost
then,
your game of
then
chicken?
You, then you do what you did to Josh McDaniels a couple years ago. You have a dinner, and you beg him to come back. And you
well,
say,
no,
we
or,
made a huge
or,
mistake.
Or,
please come back.
Or maybe in Bill's mind, they're like, all right, we got Stidham. We think he's a good player.
Oh, God, please tell me he doesn't think that.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I think Bill Belichick's the greatest coach who ever lived. If he actually says, okay, fine, we got Stidham, we're good. Then I don't think he's the greatest coach who ever lived.
But then if you're Tom Brady, you got to sit there and
that's
go.
That's a GM thing, Dale. That's not the coach. That's
different.
He's still
yeah.
the best coach.
Okay.
But if you're Tom Brady, then you got to sit there and go, okay, ooh, Jacksonville's, Tennessee's offering me.
That's where it would be.
2 years, whatever it means.
Tennessee.
Like, do I really want to go to Tennessee with a first-year offensive coordinator?
Nashville's a nice city.
I know Nashville's a nice city. Do I want to go there? So now you now as the player and Tom Brady is going, is it really worth it for me?
I think it's important that we bring this up throughout the year because everybody's going to be talking about 19-0. Everybody's going to be talking about Antonio Brown. But the reality is, in one way or another, this could be
right.
Tom Brady's last year. Yep.
It's just so...
It's the hard reality.
It's so painful.
It is. It's the hard reality.
I'm with you. Let's just give him a 10-year deal.
Just get it over with.
617-779-7937. You guys are all lined up, I promise. Your calls are coming up next. Dale and Keefe with Wiggy. Time to trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No need to check the time, as it's...
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No, I haven't.
You just said noon 30.
Call, that's you what you it. Called noon for 30. Crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. Let's get back to the calls with you guys. Wick is in Boston. Hey, Wick, how you doing?
Good. So
hope
this
the Celtics
could
are good.
this could absolutely mean nothing, but we're all trying to figure out why he would continue to start, stop, why he would continue to keep playing even if they went 19-0. Do you guys remember when the whole Deflategate thing was going on? They subpoenaed, yes, or they got his emails or whatever. And in some of those emails to one of his friends or whatever, he was talking about how he wanted to get all the career records and that Manning was going to retire and that he would outlast him. Is that a possible reason why he would stick around?
I mean, he's already outlasted Peyton Manning,
I
right?
He's
already
played longer than him. I think that's fuel to the fire that burns inside of him.
Oh, yeah.
He also
talked about a pool cover in that.
Right,
in
that
emails.
Is true. His pool cover's out big. You need them, especially around
nice
here in New
cover.
England.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think the thing, the fire that burns inside Brady is, you know, you look, it goes back to, you know, to when he's in college. You know, he's at Michigan, right, and he's doing well, and then all of a sudden they sit him for, who was it, Drew Stanton? I think at the time.
Drew Henson.
So then, and then he's, you know, sixth round pick. So he's been carrying that chip on his shoulder. And now.
Tom's going to pass Peyton Manning in the next week or two in terms of career passing yards.
Yeah, he's fourth all time in yards, second all time in touchdowns right now.
And I think that.
Drew Brees is like ahead of him in both, I think. Or at least tied or whatever it is.
But I think that's part of what fuels his desire to play and the competitiveness to, like, for now it's like, I'm gonna show everybody that I'm the best 42-43 year old quarterback, and that'll be the thing next year.
I'll show them that
I'm the best 44 year old quarterback of all time. I think those are things that fuel his greatness, and that's why I don't see him just walking away.
A few people have walked away when it was all over. You know, Michael Strahan, you know, said, that's it. We won the Super Bowl. We beat the Patriots. We made them 18-1 instead of 19-0. I'm out. I'm done. Ken Dryden, you know, was a great example in hockey of a guy who walked away at the pinnacle of his career. I didn't think Brady was going to walk away if they won the Super Bowl last year. I think if they have a normal season and win the Super Bowl this year,
yeah,
he's not going to walk away.
Is a normal season,
right,
by the way.
I do think that if it's 19-0, yeah, I think that's at least a possibility.
And oh, by the way, if my math is correct,
and it almost always is.
Always is. With Drew Brees missing a whole bunch of games, you would just assume Brady is going to have way more yards and way more touchdowns than Brees would this year, just based off of how many games
right
he has. And if he has a normal year, I believe Brady will be number one all-time in passing yards and in touchdowns this season. So, if you want to play it out.
He's tied with Drew Brees right now, and Brees is done. He's 17 behind
so he's
Manning.
He's gonna have 18 right touchdown more right touchdown passes, and then the yards is like, I think he needs 3,000 or 4,000, which again is, he needs just over 3,000. So that is very, very doable. I mean, he could do that by week 12. So if you just want to play it out a little bit further, he could potentially, I know it's week 2, have a 19-0 season, finish with his 7th Super Bowl title, and retire as the leader in passing yards and touchdowns.
Right.
Come on,
and, like all in one
and
year.
Walk away
he
and
could
say, go ahead, beat that.
Could.
But it's about, but see,
but
I don't,
he won't.
I don't think
I
that,
hope not,
but he'll
but
keep piling up those
see,
numbers.
The numbers might be part of it, but it's what fuels him, right? So the fuel, even if he gets all the numbers, he's still going to be fueled to do something, right? Out there on the football field.
Yeah, I don't know what the next goal would be, but it is. You're right. There's something. With him, there's
well,
always something.
The next goal is winning the next
three-peat
Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And so that's, I think that's the difference between him and when you try to compare him to other players like a Strahan. Maybe they just got to the point where they were like, you know, I accomplished what I could accomplish. I got a Super Bowl ring. Now I want to start going to do whatever my desire is. Where when you look at Brady, I think his passion for playing football outweighs everything else. That's why it keeps him going. And as long as he's knows that he's playing at a high level or to a level to his standards, he's not walking away.
John's in Andover. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, real quick, first off, Rich Keith, I always tune in just to hear your wrestling analogy.
Thank you. That was a good. It was a particularly strong one today.
Pretty strong.
Yeah.
That was a flex. Thank you.
Yep.
So two things. Brady, I don't believe that Brady is going to care about or want money. He's a business person. I don't think he's all about money anyway, but I think he knows. It's not like Montana when he left. They expected him to go off to an analyst job at CBS. There's so much money to be made outside the NFL afterwards. If Brady goes to Jacksonville, gets knocked on his butt for a year, looks like a clown, it ruins his legacy. I don't think he wants any piece of that. I don't think he cares about the money. All the money he's going to be making in his future, he's just going to make tens of millions based on TB12.
That is true. That's a good point.
No, you do bring up a great point. If he went to Tennessee, for the sake of our argument, and he would obviously make them a considerably better team than they are now, but let's just say they're not good enough to beat Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. They're not good enough. You know, he has a good year, but not a Tom Brady type year.
Right.
Does it tarnish his legacy a little bit? And I think it does.
I guess it depends on what kind of fall off it is. So, for example,
I thought Joe Montana's last couple of years in Kansas City tarnished his overall legacy.
So I actually have the opposite argument. He brought them to an AFC title game. So I think it's kind of proved that he could leave San Francisco, doesn't have Walsh anymore, and was still pretty damn good. So even if Brady, because think about it, in Tennessee or in just about every other city in the NFL, winning the Super Bowl is, that's nice, but it's not one of these things that you assume is going to happen like in New England. If he took the Titans to the AFC title game, that's like winning the Super Bowl, I think, for the Patriots, right?
But not for him, though.
Not for him, but for that team.
But he's looking at it like, okay, I don't know if it really
Or what if it just comes down, what if he makes it further than the Patriots? What if the Patriots lose in the divisional round, he loses in the conference championship game? Isn't that kind of a point for him?
I think it obviously at the end of the day, it's about the ultimate goal, which is winning in a Super Bowl. And to me, I think he looks at it like the best situation that he can be in to be part of a team that he can help get to winning a Super Bowl, I think he believes is the New England Patriots because he's done it for 19, 20 years, and that's all he talks about. He knows how things are done here.
Yeah, but one of the main reasons why they are a favorite every year is because he's on the chair.
Right, but when you hear him talk a lot,
if he wasn't on the Patriots, would they be favorite to win the Super Bowl? No.
No, but what is the thing that he talks about a lot that we've heard him, especially here recently?
But Rich, if he's on Tennessee, is Tennessee favored to win the Super Bowl? I don't think so.
No, but...
But what's the biggest thing?
But they have a big leap, aren't they? I mean, they're probably in the top five.
Rich, but think about this, and Dale, is when he talks about stuff, he always says all he knows is how things are done in New England. I can't talk about these other places. I know what it's like
here. But he's also talked about how Giselle, what story was that in, where he's like Giselle lived in all these different countries when she was really young and was just doing stuff, and he really learned a lot from her about, well, why can't you go live here? Why can't you go do this?
But that's living. I don't know.
Okay, that's going to be.
I don't know.
But apply it to playing.
But I don't think he applies that. I don't think he applies it because you're talking about a completely different organization, a completely different head coach, a completely different offensive coordinator you're going to have to now deal with.
He's played with three different offensive coordinators.
Right, but they were all...
It was all the same system.
Yeah, they were all in the same...
I have a feeling they would change the system for Brady.
The guy that changes the system has a completely different system? You really think he's going to go... I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers and LaFleur. They're fighting...
Well, Rodgers off to a good start.
Right, but there's a lot of kind of like... It looks like there's a lot of headbutting based on
the
system.
I mean, they're not going to make him run the read option. Like, he's going to go somewhere and they're gonna find a way to use him properly.
Wherever he goes, it's a whole new world. And he's starting from scratch.
Okay.
And
I
don't know if you want to run that risk because you have
43. It might be a hard ask.
And you have so much success.
And so the Patriots,
with the organization you're with.
The Patriots know that. They also are going to look at him and say, you really don't want to retire as a member of the Patriots? 1 year deal. And if they just keep throwing a 1 year deal at him, Brady's going to have to take all of that and say, hey, it's a new start. Might be a slightly different offense. It's a new coach. But you know what? After 20 years, screw it.
But do I have time for a new start?
Yeah, of course he does.
I mean, really, he doesn't.
Guys change coordinators all the time.
No, but
it's not like they fall off the face of the earth.
No, but he's going to now, he's only going to be playing another two more years. So does he have time to go through all those growing pains and trying to figure out what the offense coordinator's thought process is? And now he's going to meet here and he's got the offensive coordinators. Why are we doing that, Tom? Tom going, we do this because, you know, so there's a lot of problem that goes on when you're talking about a guy that's been in one system with one organization for 20 years, and then you say, now you go over here with kind of really no familiarity.
As the texter puts it, if Tom Brady were the quarterback for the Miami Dolphins right now, do you think they'd win a game this year?
Yes.
Yeah, they'd win a game.
Yeah, I don't know.
For sure. They play the Jets twice, don't they?
No, yeah. I know. It's just they're so awful.
They are. Yeah. They
just like
a game.
If Belichick was the coach, they'd find a way to scrape a game or two. Belichick would never go over. No, you give him any roster in the world,
right?
He wouldn't go over. And I think if you put Brady on any team, and the Dolphins is as big a stretch as there is. Like, that is the furthest down in the toilet. But even Brady could find a way to beat somebody.
But don't you think, based on what you've seen here, Brady on the Dolphins, yeah, they might win a couple games. Stidham with this team, they probably still win the AFC East, right?
Yeah, probably.
Right.
I mean, they're set everywhere. But.
So, I mean, I think the thing you have to look at, even because now you're talking about next year's team, right? Defensively, they'll still be the same.
But in our scenario, if Brady goes to play somewhere else next year, it wouldn't be Miami.
No, no, no.
Or it wouldn't be the Toilets team.
Right.
It would be a Tennessee, or it would be somebody like that.
But who else like that? Because you got to look at, if you're that organization, you're really only getting Tom for 2, maybe 3 years.
Pittsburgh.
You know, and that's the thing you have to factor in.
Mike Tomlin would screw that up, wouldn't he?
So bad.
And
oh my God.
You got to pay this guy $75 million in guaranteed.
Right. But if you're any of those teams like Jacksonville or Tennessee, you would pay him even more.
You really think he wants to go to Jacksonville?
No, I don't think he really wants to go anywhere, but I think if he's forced into it, he would.
But I don't even know if he would do that.
I know. You've made that clear. You said that he won't go anywhere.
If he had to choose between Jacksonville 3 years, $75 million, and the Patriots 1 year for $28 million, I think he'd stick with New England.
I don't know about that.
And again, I don't think it's the money. Wiggy, you keep talking about the money.
No, I'm just throwing those numbers out there.
I understand.
As the deal.
I think it would be the disrespect factor, where, to use your term,
what more do I possibly have to prove?
Hey, Tom, let's revisit this in a year, okay? And at that point, if I'm Tom Brady, I go, really?
But I think even if he's disrespected, he still would stay here because we've heard.
I think they're probably banking on that.
We've heard it before. What did Giselle say? Sometimes he feels disrespected. So, I mean, yeah.
See, I think she meant the NFL. I don't think she meant the Patriots.
I think she definitely meant the Patriots.
But let's play the game.
What kind of respect is he going to? Yeah.
Well, let's play the game. So he's felt disrespected in some way before, right?
And not appreciated.
Right. And that's just part of it as a player, right? You know that, and you might feel disrespected. But do I want to go play for an organization where I don't? I'd rather stay with the devil I know than the devil I don't know.
617-779-7937. Right back to your calls in a couple of minutes. Tom E. Curran joins us at the top of the hour. Dale and Keith with Wiggy Sports Radio, WEEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
show that's bigger than petty name-calling and arguing.
You're a moron.
You're a moron.
The Straight Edge Boston Sports Show fans want.
You go ahead and ask
him. No, you ask him. You're the one who wants to know this so much.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on WEEI.
I think Straight Edge is the way I describe our show, don't you?
Pretty close.
Us and CM Punk.
Yep.
Although I didn't get a Pepsi tattoo.
No, left that one.
Or any other kind of tattoo. Now, no. Our friend over here has got dozens.
Yeah, I'm not that vanilla.
No.
No if Pepsi you, tattoo?
Nah.
If you take out beer, tequila,
and I'm even
vodka,
drinking
rum,
a Diet Pepsi.
I'm pretty close. Pretty straight edge.
Yeah, I don't really think of like, I don't, why would I want to get like a drink tattoo? What's the deal with
Pepsi? What
if
you got it sponsored? What if they came in there and they're like, hey, listen,
how much Wiggy, you paying me?
You'd be great for Crush. You know.
Yeah. Fanta?
Fanta.
They do like their grape
they could
soda.
Right across the back.
Yeah.
Fanta.
I like
Boom.
The grape soda.
That'd be great.
We got all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
He'd be running around here without his shirt on all the time.
Yeah,
then.
Good. How much you paying me?
That's
right.
A good question.
Price, I would, you know, tattoo.
Yeah.
I enjoy tattoos. I make it look good.
Yep, for sure.
You got a few. How many do you think you have?
I don't know. I lost count. I'd say somewhere in there 20.
Wow.
I'm still in the process of getting more.
There you go. Yeah. Plenty of space, right?
There's plenty of space. Yeah.
Waiting for that big Fanta contract to come through.
Uh-huh.
617-779-7937. Joe's on the cell phone. Hey, Joe.
How you doing, guys?
What's going on?
I was going to call Lib, but I can't believe what I'm hearing over here.
Okay.
Tom Brady going to Jacksonville. Rich, really? You think he's going to leave the Patriots to go play another team?
Yes.
It's about money.
Tennessee,
you guys
maybe.
Taking a hometown,
no, I didn't say money.
A hometown discount.
Right.
Well, somebody said it's about the money. Whether he goes to one team for 75
years. I think years are more so
listen,
important.
This is how it is.
Okay.
Tom Brady, he's got a one-year deal because you guys want to know why.
Why is that?
That's what he wants. That's what he wants.
Not true.
He wants a one-year deal because, oh, really?
Yeah.
He said it from his own mouth. He said he's going to continue to play until he can't play at a high level.
Right.
How did Brett Favre's career end up in Mr. Emmitt Smith when they went to Arizona?
Joe, you know he could retire at any time.
Yeah, he can retire at
if
any point.
If he had 3 years left
in
his deal.
100 years left, he can retire.
He can retire any time, but the guy's playing at a high level, so that's the whole point.
Right, but my point is, he's not playing year to year because he's waiting until he sucks or not. He can retire with 5 years left on his deal.
Joe, let me ask you this.
When?
You sound like a guy who's very well thought
out. Let Glenn answer.
Why do you think, Joe, that he made sure he couldn't be franchised? Just explain that part to me.
Because he wants to play the one-year deal.
Well said.
Well, I'll help Joe. Because
nobody in the world wants to play on a 1 year deal for anything.
Well,
nobody does.
If you get franchised, they have the ability to trade you.
Joe, he can. It's not like he can't retire. As Dale said, he can retire at any moment. You don't have an answer for that part of it, Joe. You don't want to.
You don't want to
deal with the fact that he can play somewhere else. That's it.
I've never seen that, Rich.
Yeah. Yes, Joe.
You've never seen plays in the NFL. Just jump off the cliff in the middle of the year, end of the year. This is what Tom Brady.
What's
doesn't
your
want
point?
To have any years left on his,
what's
on
your
his,
point?
On his contract.
If you know your time is up, you'd probably want even more years on your contract. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Joe, you don't have an answer for that, and that's fine because Rich, you just think Brady's going to play here forever and he's going to do 1 year deals like he's Tim Wakefield.
No, that's not what I'm saying, Rich.
I'm trying to listen. I don't really know what you're. What's your point?
To you.
Yeah.
I'm saying to you that Tommy's 42.
Okay.
Next year he could come back and not play at the same level. He's already said it to us.
Okay.
Is he not?
What's your point, though?
I don't think Joe.
So that's why the team wouldn't want him. Why wouldn't he want to be here?
He's going to know. He's going to know when it's time to go.
And yes.
He doesn't want to leave
and
anybody on the table because he's been so loyal to this franchise.
Joe,
they don't have to pay him if he retires.
Joe, I don't take this
he's
lightly.
He's not leaving money. He's not screwing the Patriots if he says, you know what, I had a horrible year this year. I know I got 2 years left in my deal, but this is it.
That
I'm
was,
done. I walk away. They don't pay him after that.
Right. One of the worst calls I've ever heard in sports
talk
radio.
Why didn't you drop the bomb on him?
One of the worst.
Shime's a little slow on that sometimes.
No, I like listening to Keith yell at this guy.
What about, okay, I was curious, what about that you like?
So here's the thing. It's one thing if they're boring or they're awful, but it's another thing when Keith can, like, yell at somebody and it's enjoyable.
His phone was fine.
So, exactly, he sounded great.
But he was driving me nuts.
I know, and that's what's good.
Go back and
listen. I'm not going to lie, I like driving you nuts a little bit.
Go back and listen to the call. I feel like he repeated every sentence. He said it twice. We should call him
Joey. But Rich.
Get the papers.
But Rich.
We know who's talking to who. Joe. So he said that Tom Brady wants to play on a 1-year deal because he knows he could be done at any time.
Yes.
He's also, I guess we pick and choose what we listen to with Tom Brady. He's also told anybody who will listen, including Oprah, that he wants to play till he's 45.
Right.
So why wouldn't he want a contract till he's 45?
Because
I don't want to listen to that part of it. I'm going to listen to this other part of it.
I said because, you know, you'd have to factor in what the organization would have to
do. No, we're just talking about Tom Brady in that case. And Joe said he wants to play in a 1-year deal because he doesn't know when he's going to be bad and then he can retire.
No. We all know he wants to play till he's 45.
Yes.
I will tell you that Ian Rappaport just tweeted out the following. Sources: the Allegheny County District Attorney's Office and Police Department reached out to the lawyer for Antonio Brown's accuser, Brittany Taylor, regarding the first and second alleged incidents. The DA confirmed this to the NFL Network via Hollow Clay. There's a statute of limitations with both Allegheny County incidents, however. So it sounds as though both the DA's office and the police department are reaching out to Brittany Taylor
to see if they can, if there's a potential criminal case here.
Yes, which would change all of this dramatically.
Well, then we'd have to figure out. So, what do we know about the two alleged cases there? One was he was behind her, you know.
We don't need to go into all the details,
doing his thing. And the other one was he just showed himself, right? Was that the...
Yeah, the first one, I think, The very first one was.
So...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's playing on Sunday.
What the prosecution now is doing, they're covering their own asses.
617-779-7937. We'll talk to Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, in just a few minutes. Dale and Keith with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.